Can you please give me your name, age, and your hometown?
I'm Joe Habiger, Joseph E., born and raised in the Madison area. Went in to join the guard unit here in 37 when I was still 17. You're supposed to be 18, but the sergeant took care of that some way. And then I'd served 3 years. Just that enlistment was running out just as I was ordered to report for Army Air Corps pilot training program.
What's your age right now?
Well, I'm a right to lifer, so I say I'm 88, and I explained that I was a year old, or no, I was 9 months old the day I was born, and I'm within 9 months of my actual birth date. So
When did you join the guard unit?
I joined in 1937 and spent 3 years.
Did you know what was happening overseas before Pearl Harbor happened, before the Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor?
Oh yes, well, I joined the Guards virtually 4 years before Pearl Harbor. What part of the reason was that I was going to college here, then Eastern State Normal School, worked for a man who was a veteran of World War I. So he was very interested in the fact that I had joined the Guards and that I was planning a career in the Air Force. I had planned that from the time I was 13 or 14. We kept up with the international situation. Actually, he and his wife, they didn't have any children, were going to help me, finance me through the University of Minnesota for the 2 years that I would need after I got my pre-engineering here. But we decided it would be better if I went in the Army Air Corps at the earliest possible date. So when I got in Army Air Corps, I was at a minimum age and ahead of the hump that resulted because of World War II and Pearl Harbor. The expansion was going on almost as I enlisted. So it was a definite advantage too.
Did you feel, knowing that what this is going on internationally, did you think America should have gotten involved before
Absolutely.
Pearl
Oh,
Harbor?
absolutely. I wouldn't. We probably, well, it's hard to tell how Russia and Germany would have gone if Hitler hadn't attacked Russia. If he hadn't, he was moving so fast, and if the Russians had happened to join him, it would have been a real tough one to pull out a win out of to save England and so forth. So
So it's also known that you were, at the time in the military, the youngest sergeant made youngest person made sergeant. How was that, coming into that responsibility for you at that age, at that point, and with the World War II being there? How was that? How did that make you feel?
That's an interesting question because I don't recall ever having reflected on that. And yet I wonder sometimes. Well, I had an older brother that he spent some time in the Guards, but he got into positions of responsibility. Actually, two older brothers that got into positions of responsibility at a younger age than usual. It just seemed to come naturally, I guess. So I welcomed the opportunity. I enjoyed responsibility. It was a way of life for me. Not that I just wanted to be lording it over people, but I wanted to feel needed.
So where were you stationed in World War II? What where were you at? What were you doing?
Well, I completed the pilot training program at Kelly Field, San Antonio. I was in a group of six that were earmarked. I have no idea how they, what criteria they used, but we graduated from pilot training on Friday. On Monday, we were right back instructing in advanced flying. So in other words, I graduated from advanced flying one day, and 2 days later, I was an instructor in the same section, the same aircraft, and everything. And so were the other five. Four of us lived to, we were all four well in our 80s. As far as I know, the other three are living now. It was unusual because we all four went through combat, and we're all four rated pilots, career pilots, and so forth. So Lady Luck lived with us, I guess. Well, the other person committed suicide after World War II. He had family problems and so forth that just over more than he could live with.
How did your family feel about you? They probably approved of maybe you being in the National Guard, but how about after World War II started? How did they feel about you being in the military?
I was the only one in my immediate family that was on active duty and in combat and so forth. I know that mother worried a great deal before I got into pilot training, but at the same time she was supportive and understood and all. And also she was very active in the Blue Star Mothers. And are you familiar with the Blue Stars?
Not.
Oh, if a family had a service person on active duty in World War II, then the family would be awarded a Blue Star, a poster. I forget exactly what they look like. There's probably one around in the museum here. This is a subject I kind of wanted to mention in the question and answer period, but didn't know whether it was quite appropriate to the circumstances. And that is the involvement of the general public, of all of the citizens of the United States in the war effort. And this is what my mother was very active in, the extension groups and other groups that were doing knitting socks and so forth for the troops. We lack that so desperately today. There's nothing getting the population as a whole together behind the effort that we're fighting. It's quite a different effort, and that may be a major factor, but still, we don't have those unifying things like gas rationing, tire rationing, food rationing, and food stamps, and that cause everyone to feel a part of the action in World War II. And I think our success was a result of that to a great degree. True, those of us that were fighting, but knowing that those sacrifices were being made back home were rewarding to us too.
You mentioned you're in battle situations before with four or five other people. How does that feel being in a battle situation? What is that like being in the chaos of war? How did that make you feel and what you needed to do? How did you know what you needed to do?
Well, I knew what to do. We had the training and so forth. I knew what to do. It was a job. I wanted to do the job right. And I really don't think that's oversimplifying it. And I think and the ones, of course, I really feel for. I couldn't, after watching that tonight, I couldn't have stood up in front of a group and talked as I'm talking to you. It was just too emotional. But those boys that hit the beaches on invasions, not just D-Day, but Pacific was sometimes the attrition rate was greater for a short period of time than it had been on the invasion of France. They knew some of them weren't going to live through it. When the buddy got it right alongside, they'd take care of him as best they could, and or just have a prayer for him and go on and do their job. I think training and psychological preparation for that type of activity is what got us through.
How did you feel about the enemy back then?
Well, may sound like an oversimplification, we had to defeat them because Hitler was a madman. And had he been able to pull off what he was trying to pull off, he wouldn't have come out where he was a reasonable man, I don't think. I think it had just continued that way. And we certainly wouldn't have wanted to live under Russia. Not that we fought Russia. Hitler got in a squabble with them, otherwise we might have had to. Then events, a lot of events happened, but Russia was defeated or whipped to the point where they weren't about to start something. Despite all of the Cold War activity, I don't think Russia was about to come in conflict with us. We were penetrating their airspace at will during the Cold War period, and they really weren't in a position where they could complain about it and wouldn't want to admit it because it was humiliating to them that we were able to do it. Not we weren't dropping bombs on them, but we could have.
Over time, how did your opinion change about our enemies during World War II? How were you able to view it more than just defeating them, like after World War II?
Well, as I indicated about Hitler, it was their leadership, not the German people themselves. But we had to defeat the nation, the country, the leadership, in order to eliminate the problem. But the people themselves, taken out from under that yoke, were reasonable people.
We're kind of nearing the end, so I have only a few more questions to go. From your experiences, what do you want people to take from your life, from your experiences as a World War II veteran?
I guess sometimes, and I think you've come close to it a time or two, why did you do it? Question. Duty to country. Duty to our way of life. And those of us that could, should have, is about the way I looked at it. If I was capable of doing the things which I was, it was what I should do. So I've not looked at it in an extraordinary way. One respect, I was glad for the opportunity. I wasn't glad that it had to be done, but since it had to be done, I was happy for the opportunity.
What do we need as Americans to remember wholly about World War II? What things should we always hold about World War II? Why should we always remember it?
I talked about it a little bit ago. It was a total effort on the part of our country. Those that were in the military services and died, wounded, suffered, were a part of it. They were of course, without the combat element, there wouldn't have been reason to ration and so forth. But then the public just shouldered that responsibility. It was a total effort. And this is why I kind of tend toward wanting to say, don't forget about what the public did, the rank and file of the families at home, the farmers that were farming. And if they had thrown their plows away and all gone to war, what would we have fed our people, you know? So there were jobs for everyone. And everyone just dug in and did what they could.
Well, that's all our time. I want to thank you
Okay.
so much for giving us your
Well,
opportunity, and thank you for your service.
I appreciate the opportunity.